I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. I play video games.
News and Lagrimade with your hosts, John DeLuna, XB,
X-Chicken,
Weebum.
Damn right I am.
And Rob.
Here we go!
News and Lagrimade.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna coming to you live on tape for episode 110 of New Soundwave. Hey, first of all, what I want to talk about is what we've been playing the last couple weeks. And I played through two things, really. Grandia 2, which we'll talk about in a minute. But first of all, Transformers Armada for PlayStation 2. It's a hell of a time. I'm not gonna say it was a good time. All right, XV, when I got this game, you were telling me that it was actually for its day the best Transformers game, probably to that point. I'll tell you this: I have no idea how anybody can play through this game without the invincibility code. I'm just gonna say that right there because it is hella cheap and it is really, really hard. It's kind of like, ironically, it's sort of got elements of, I would say, what you would end up seeing in Gears of War, kind of. I mean, it's kind of like over the shoulder. It's a shooter, really. When you get down to it, it's a shooter. It's actually, the story's not bad. The targeting's a little frustrating, but it's really hard because every enemy is very powerful. It does like a ton of damage and has decent health. So I was dying left and right until I popped in the invincibility code. And then I was able to survive. I don't know. I mean, do you remember this game being that hard? It was incredibly difficult for me.
What difficulty were you playing on?
I was playing on easy.
Oh, crap, man.
Yeah.
I think it just means maybe you're not cut out for shooters.
Possibly.
Or at least not this one.
I know, it was pretty rough. The enemies did, like, crazy damage, I'll say that. And
all I can say is when I played it legitimately the first time through, I don't remember having that much trouble with it.
It was pretty rough, buddy. It was pretty rough. You know what else is rough is the voice acting, other than, like, the three Autobots and Megatron. Because Starscream is, like, some guy that we got off the street. It's not a Starscream or even a take on Starscream. It's like a guy. And I don't remember, honestly, I don't quite remember what Armada Cyclonus sounded like, but I don't think he sounded like this. I think he was also kind of a guy in the game. It's a little disappointing. Wasn't Armada Cyclonus...
He was lots of personality.
Yeah, and he was crazy too, right? He was like
lots of personality.
Berserker, yes. So he's kind of like hinted in this game at having those personality traits, but doesn't actually have them.
That's because none of the Decepticons in the game are actually characters.
That's fair. So in essence, it's largely accurate to the cartoon.
But I mean, you have to think back to 2004 when the game came out. You know, before that, the last two Transformers games were the Beast Wars Transmetals fighting game for PlayStation 1, and before that, the original Beast Wars game for PlayStation and PC, which, you know, the Transmetals game, it's hard to do a fighting game wrong, but that came close.
Yeah, that wasn't the most pleasant experience. I don't know how you do a Transformers fighting game and work in the transformations.
You can. Whether or not it's done well is really the issue.
Yeah.
That's true. And I can't imagine, like, a G1 fighting game with the Transformers. That would be awesome.
Yeah, there was the one in Japan.
Yeah, Tadakai, yeah.
Okay, alright.
And it was awful. It was horrendous.
Port that over, like, Transmetals.
Yeah, and then they did Transmetals, and that was equally as awful.
Yeah.
What a legacy. And then we got War for Cybertron, right? And that's a good game. It's Gears of War with a Transformers skin on it, but still a good game.
Yeah.
So the other thing is that I played through, and Rob, maybe you are aware of this a little bit, but Grandia 2 is an excellent RPG from the Dreamcast era, really. So about 10 years ago. It's a dungeon crawler, essentially. Really nice combat system, which is actually the hallmark of Grandia. It's kind of like a cross between turn-based. It's turn-based with elements of real-time combat in that once you make your decision, the lead time to the point where the time between you making your action, deciding what your next action is, and the time to when you actually take that action, the lead time is variable. It's like on a sliding scale of time. So, you know, you may be fighting somebody who has quicker action than you. So the lead time or the lag time between when they make their choice and actually do that action may be much faster than yours. And so you've got a bunch of, like, sliding cursors representing different characters on a timeline, kind of passing by each other and or falling behind each other until they reach the end of the timeline, obviously, when they take action. So it's kind of an interesting take on turn-based. It's not just, you know, make your decision and then sit there and wait. It's kind of like you have to, like, look at, see how actions are, like, timing out, and then you can react to it. You can also counter, too. So there's, like, a moment on the timeline where if you hit the enemy and they are, like, gearing up to do an attack, if you hit them with certain attacks, it's a counter, and it cancels out their attack, and then they go back to the beginning of the timeline. You know.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's an interesting RPG. It's got a cult following, I think. I played it on our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/newsoundwave, all one word. And anybody can go and see the archives of that playthrough. It's pretty interesting. It's a really good time killer because it's a like I said, it's a dungeon crawler, but the combat never gets old. It's a really good experience. It's one of the better RPGs, too, for the Dreamcast, I must say. I don't know. Have you had any experience with that?
No, I did not actually have a Dreamcast until very recently, so I'm afraid I missed it. I will have to check that out because it sounds really good.
Yes, you should definitely pick it up. In fact, all the Grandia games are really good. Grandia 2 is probably the best one. They did a Grandia 2 Extreme. And like all games with the word extreme in them, it's not good. But and it is neither extreme nor good. But Grandia 3 is actually also really good, and I think that's out for the PS2, I believe. That came out for the PS2. So yes, definitely worth picking up. Okay, guys. PlayStation Vita. PlayStation Vita.
It did great, right? It did really well.
It did for like 5 days, and then... And then the next 5 days.
And then they saturated their market.
Yes, and then everybody who ever wanted one had one.
And all the game reviewers from other countries got their systems, and then it was done.
I'm afraid
so. 15 people in the world.
I'm afraid so. Yeah. So after the first week, they had a 72% drop-off in sales. That's bad. That is bad. So the first week, they sold 320,000 units, or they moved them at least. That dropped down to 70,000 in the second week. Also, they are having an attachment rate of less than a game per system. So,
how does it even work?
Well, I think what that means
is how many people have to buy the hardware without any software to get that ratio?
I guess the good news is these days you can download a lot of games. So I think what people are saying is they're downloading games more than buying the actual, like, you know, hard copy games than they expected.
You mean like playing ROMs, right?
Well, yeah, essentially. I mean, you know, the PS Store Vita.
I meant downloading them from, you know, the like Hacksaw sites.
I don't know if you could do that. If you could do that, that'd be awesome. I'd buy a Vita, but I don't think you can. Yes, so it's not good. It's not good times to be at Sony. In fact, Games Radar reported that some stores are already cutting the price by 20% just to get them out the door. Yeah, not good.
Sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, not good, not good, not good. And, you know, I guess we shouldn't have been too surprised because the 3DS, of all things, which is a Game Boy, for goodness sake, it's a Game Boy, it didn't do well either. And so, yeah, you know, and it was even overpriced. People thought it was overpriced at $250, and it was. when it came out.
I mean, $250 is what I paid for my N64 when it was new.
Right, right. So, I don't know. I would expect a price cut. Wouldn't you guys expect a price cut at some point pretty quick, an official one for the PSV?
Yeah, they're
going to have to pull a 3DS. It seems like their demand is even worse than the 3DS was, so...
Yeah, I agree.
At least that was steadily terrible, so...
Well, the other thing is, too, like, the 3DS... For better or worse, the 3DS could always point to, like, this holiday season and say, here are a bunch of games that everybody wants to play. They're, like, a year late, you know? They're like right. 10 months late, but they are going to be right. here. You are going to get a Zelda game and a Mario game and a Mario Kart game and a Star Fox game. And, you know, we've got that ace in the hole, but the PlayStation...
Okay, so refresh my memory. What were the launch games for the Vita?
Well, the Vita actually has quite a few launch games. They have a few games in Japan for launch, and they're actually going to end up having a whole lot in the U.S. But essentially, the only launch games that really count for the Vita, as far as like the ones you can buy off the shelf, are Uncharted and Marvel vs. Capcom 3. That's it. So you got a fighting game, which is always kind of so-so on a handheld. That's not the best genre for a handheld. And then Uncharted, which is, you know, an adventure game, but it's still not. It's not a Mario game. I mean, that's the problem.
No, it's not a big ticket name. And I mean, you know, that and the 3DS both remind me of when the GameCube launched, and the biggest title for that at launch was Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which, hey, great game, don't get me wrong, but that's not what you launch a system with.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not. I think also, you know, the problem is, frankly, this is a lingering problem with Sony. Sony does not have a mascot in a mascot world, or they still don't have a signature game in a signature game world. They don't have Halo. They don't have Mario. They have, at this point, I guess God of War and maybe Uncharted. Maybe.
They used to have Crash Bandicoot. What happened?
But then it stopped being 1997.
That's right. That's true.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, well, I mean, Mario, you know, has transcended all generations. You know, people still love Mario. He's still very iconic.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's because Mario was introduced in the 80s and everything in the 80s stayed cool forever.
Yes,
except for the clothing.
including mullets, right? Good job, Mixby.
Well, in certain places in the south, yes.
Oh yeah, we're bringing them back. We're bringing them back, baby.
Yeah, you're right. I just.
Well, but you're right, Peter, too. But I mean, it's not like they've. It's not like they've attempted to bring back Crash Bandicoot or bring back some kind of. Franchise for all ages. You know, right now they're very. Trapped.
Mature.
Yeah, they're too
old. And that's
old.
The thing, too, you can't really manufacture a successful mascot character. You know, you can make a mascot character, but it's going to last you for the one game that people will buy before they realize, okay, this is the same as the last five games I bought from the other guys, except it's got a different face on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have to stumble on that thing that works and clicks with people, and that becomes your mascot, your flagship game series, whatever.
And I think, you know, it's kind of telling that they've, you know, bounced back and forth between a few mascots, and it's been, what, 15 years since the PlayStation now? 16? You know, Nintendo had Mario, like, a couple of years into the arcade business. Sega had Sonic a couple of years into the Genesis. I mean, the Master System didn't do too well. But, and then we get to the Genesis, and they have Sonic. Microsoft hit on Halo relatively early, and here's Sony, what, counting the portables, five systems later, and they're, you know, still really not hitting on it.
Well, you know, Sony basically expects their mascot to be the Sony name. That's what they're doing.
Right.
Around.
So, yeah. So that boils down to the issue that we've touched upon before is that Sony is banking on the fact that they just go, "Hey, look, we're Sony, and we came up with this." There's no other reason for there's. Think, why do you need another reason other than the fact that it's Sony to buy it?
Of course, after the year Sony had in 2011, it's more like, what reason do you need to not buy it besides that it's a Sony product?
Right, but that's a corporate culture issue within Sony. They're, yes. You know, this is not just PlayStation. This is Walkman. or anything else, or their like Blu-ray or anything like that, right? They at first push out and they say, look, this is Sony, this is what we've got, and then afterwards nothing. They don't do anything anymore. They just like, we're Sony and this is the reason why you should buy us, because we're Sony.
Absolutely.
Right, and people are like, we're supposed to follow on the momentum of the brand name more than anything else.
Right. Yeah. And people don't give a crap about brand names anymore.
No.
Like, especially, it's like, Sony, you were cool way back when, but I'm not going to buy your stuff just because you're Sony.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. And the latest example of that is even just like the Vita's memory card, which is like $120 for the memory card. And it's also proprietary. So,
well, that's like $120 bucks.
If it's not proprietary,
there might be a big indicator why the sales are so poor in the second week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to mention people bought it. It also, you know, they have a lack of launch titles and stuff, just like the 3DS was having issues with. And it's even worse. It's even more lackluster. So it's like people buy it and they're like, oh, I can't do anything with it anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nothing to look forward to again. So, you know, like again, there's no Mario in 3 months. There's, I don't know, like a Twisted Metal, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Hooray.
I have a PSP and I get a new game for it about every 6 months. And that's a really good game. But for that, those other 5 months, it sits.
So, as Rob Springer would have pointed out when he was with us, you get a new game every time they actually release one.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Okay, so hey, guys, when we come back, we will look at the new releases, not just for next week, because the first week of 2012, pretty light. We'll actually look forward into 2012, see what games we've got to look forward to in the next 11 months or so. You are watching New Soundwave.
Yeah! Surrender, and I'll let you off easy.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, time to talk about 2012 new releases. Guys, I'm going to go through some names here, some big names here, so feel free to chime in with any thoughts you've got. So first of all, we've got Final Fantasy 13-2. I don't know how to pronounce it. I guess it's 13-2. Rob, did you play 13? I played a little bit of 13. It wasn't bad. It was flashy, but it didn't have, like, to me, it didn't have the magic, I guess, of some of the better Final Fantasy games, but it was pretty.
That's pretty much it. It was very pretty. I understand that if you stick with it long enough, the game world actually opens up so that it's not a straight line and the characters actually become likable, but I really don't have the time. Yeah. I've played all the other Final Fantasies except for the online ones, so that's kind of a sad statement. I've heard good things actually about 13-2. I've heard that it fixes several of these problems, and I know at least one other person in the household is going to want it, so I'm sure I'm going to be able to give it a look.
Terrific. It sounds like you just described like a bad anime. It's like you got to give it like 7 hours, and at some point the characters become likable. Yeah, it sounds like a bad anime. XV, yep. I know you've seen some.
I was just thinking what an appropriate comparison that really must be.
Well, it's like, you know, look, if you like give it like 12 episodes, then the characters become less hateable and make it a little more emo, but you'll actually get into it. So that is
fine. Which is sad when it's only a 13 episode series.
Yes, yeah, well. Like, that last episode, terrific. Soul Calibur 5 is coming out. I'm looking forward to that. Actually, it's being hailed as the best Soul Calibur since Soul Calibur 2, which kind of sucks when you realize that was two games ago. Okay, so it tells you all you need to know.
Sorry for that under $180 that you just wasted.
It's like, my bad. Don't worry about that. Yeah. 3 and 4, don't worry about that. It's a warm-up for 5. Resident Evil Revelations. It's Resident Evil on a cruise ship, need I say more. It's unfortunately on the 3DS and unfortunately requires, essentially, the Circle Pad Pro. That big, giant second analog stick that tacks onto the right side of your 3DS.
Battery's not included.
it's not included?
Oh, snap. I'm sure it's powered by the 3DS's, you know, obviously rechargeable battery, but I can tell you right now, the 3DS battery life is not good. It's like iPhone... It's like iPhone 1 battery life.
I thought I'd heard it actually does require an external battery.
Yeah. Oh, it does? Yeah, oh, no.
The last I thought is that it needs two either double or triple A batteries.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Okay, so you're saying it's going to be light as a feather and, like, fit perfectly in my back pocket. It's going to be
yes.
Very portable.
Yeah.
Very poor.
As long as your ass is shaped like a circle pad.
Well, yeah, maybe if I'm like a linebacker or something, like I'm a giant man. Okay, so speaking of
Ted Kilby with us ghosting us, you know, we could ask him what it's like to carry a nomad around in his pocket. Similar experience.
That would probably like literally burn a hole in his back pocket. like the 7 D-cell batteries that power
set your ass on fire.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You have like yeah, a burned. It's like somebody branded you with the nomads. Like you just got this.
Oh god.
Nice. Hey, speaking of Twisted Metal, we're getting Twisted Metal again. It's called, just like Mortal Kombat last year, it's just called Twisted Metal. To try to make you forget of like the 7 awful games that came before it. It's a reboot. It promises to be what Twisted Metal Black promised and wasn't. It's a good old reboot, harkening back to the days of Twisted Metal and Twisted Metal 2. I'm not even sure what nostalgia they're playing on, because I have only like the faintest memories of Twisted Metal, to be honest with you. And it seems
I remember it a little bit, and it seemed like just a really generic combat driving game.
Yeah, it seems
yeah,
like
Twisted Metal.
Yeah, it's like but it seems like a concept that like has like come and gone. Anyway, you know what I mean?
It's the Mario Kart for adults. This is what Twisted Metal is.
Yes.
It's always been the way it was.
That's true. It's just
Sony's like, let's just rip off as many ideas that Nintendo made and make them into adults. Yeah. And then you've got
make it gritty and extreme.
And yeah, 90s. And add a clown.
Yes. An ice cream truck. Okay, Mass Effect 3 is coming out, which will be great, I'm sure. Street Fighter Cross Tekken, which I'm excited about. Kid Icarus Uprising. People forget about that, but yeah, you're going to get a Kid Icarus game for the 3DS. Silent Hill Downpour. I liked the Silent Hill games. I liked the first few. I played the first 3, and they were good. They were... I don't think they got enough credit, because I think they got overshadowed by Resident Evil, and it really wasn't, like, the same experience.
No. Oh, I think Silent Hill 1 and 2 were pretty... I mean, they got a lot of, they got a lot of accolades.
They got accolades. They never got, like... It never felt like they got the spotlight that Resident Evil got, or certainly, like, no. Just, like, the cachet, I guess, of Resident Evil. I mean, don't you agree, Rob?
Yeah, I think they've always been a good bit more niche than Resident Evil, but I've met a lot of people, my brother included, who swear by those first 3 games in particular. He absolutely loves those.
But that's kind of how it works with the like niche crowd games. You know, the people who are in that little segment will always swear by that more over anything else, even though, you know, they're kind of in the background compared to your Resident Evil and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that really does follow.
Yeah.
Halo 4. Hooray. So, Halo 4... Halo has become, obviously, an annualized sequel, for better or worse. I mean, every year we're going to get a Halo and you're going to like it. So, Halo 4. Get ready for it. BioShock Infinite, which the whole world is probably getting excited for. It's been... 3 years now in the making, I think, something like that, since BioShock 2?
Yeah.
So, better be good, and I think it'll probably be good.
I think it was since BioShock 1, because BioShock 2 was made by a different developer.
That's true, that's yeah. right, yeah, it was so kind of...
Yeah. So yeah. It was like, was it Infinite, or something like that, or...
Yeah, the third one's Infinite, yeah.
Yeah, so they've been... The developer of BioShock 1 has been doing this pretty much since they ended the game.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point, Peter. Another game that's like that actually is The Last of Us. So The Last of Us being developed by Naughty Dog, developers of Uncharted. Uncharted 3 was actually developed by another, like, a sub-segment within Naughty Dog, and the guys who really worked on Uncharted, like Uncharted 1 and 2, have been working on The Last of Us for, I guess now, probably 2 years. So we get to enjoy that. That is a zombie game where the zombies are actually people taken over by a fungus. Yeah. That's right.
Fungus.
That's right.
Isn't that just called ringworm?
Maybe in some circles. Maybe in Alabama. I don't know. Maybe that's where it starts. GTA 5, Diablo 3, and then Tomb Raider. So it's another reboot. Man, it's like 1999 again. Look at this. So we get Final Fantasy, Soul Calibur, Resident Evil, Twisted Metal, a Street Fighter and Tekken game mashed together, a Silent Hill game, Tomb Raider, a GTA game, a Diablo game. Oh my gosh. Okay, so
2012, the year we ran out of ideas.
That's right.
The year I think that was several years ago, but yeah. Okay.
I know, right? It's the year we were 20 again. It's like
2012, the year we stopped trying to pretend we didn't run out of ideas.
Yeah, we have now joined the movie studios.
That's right. That's right. I will say this, though. I was digging through some old stuff last week, like in my parents' house, and I came across like an old, I think it was an Anime Invasion magazine from 2002. And the cover was about an 80s resurgence. So it was like, the 80s are back, and it had a picture of Optimus Prime on it, and I think a Robotech on it. It was awesome. And then also in the corner was like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Story. So, yeah, we ran out of ideas a long time ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that'll do it for New Soundwave. I think this was episode 110. Again, the first episode live on tape. Next week, we will talk a little bit more about what's coming up on 2010. We'll also talk about the Xbox 720 and the PS4. The rumors will not die. We may be seeing those this year. So we'll talk about what we want to see in those systems and what we don't want to see in those systems. So until then, I'm John for Rob, for XV, for Peter. We will see you next week.
2-1-0. Game over.
I love the power glove. It's so bad.
He touched my breath!
This has been New Soundwave. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Check out all our videos at tfvideo.net. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production.